The construction industry's future is looking bright, but the sector is crying out for innovation and investment. The just-released National Construction Pipeline Report forecasts a quarter of a million new houses will be consented over the next 6 years. But where are the workers and the building materials to stack it up? The report comes from the Construction Sector Accord. This is a partnership between the industry and the government. Its director is Dean Kimpton, and Dean is with us now. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Very well. Quarter of a million houses to be consented. Do you think they'll all get built?
Oh, well, that's the big challenge. But I think the key message I want to communicate this morning is that this investment intention is a very positive thing. So let's celebrate that. There's confidence in the private sector. It's supported by local government and central government. But it doesn't come with... It comes with challenges, doesn't it? Because we do know that we've got a labour shortage, both skills and capacity, and we know that we have supply chain challenges, particularly because we're so reliant on much of those products that are needed to build those residential homes from overseas.
So are we seeing the shift here away from commercial to more residential home building? Does that create problems in that you have a lot of smaller players involved there, and then obviously finding the workers to meet that demand?
The New Zealand residential sector has been characterised for many years, decades, by small to medium-sized enterprises. And look, generally speaking, that is a good thing. The challenge that you've got is that the capacity of those small firms to deliver at scale and pace, maybe take advantage of off-site manufacture or modern methods of construction, is more limited. So there's a productivity challenge sitting inside that, but by the same token, there's a significant number of people well employed, developing skills, doing good stuff inside the small to medium size end. So no criticism from me for that. It's a good thing, but it's a numbers game in terms of labour force.
So are we going to need to import labour?
Look, this is one of the areas that the construction sector corps has been very focused on. First of all, what is the longer term strategy for construction skill needs in this country? And we're working through that. So when you look through at technology and innovation, you've already talked about that this morning. What are the skills of the future workforce, whether in a small size business or whether in a large one? Diversity is another big area that we're focused on. So getting more women into construction, that'd be awesome, whether it's design, engineering, architecture, plumbers, electricians, and greater ethnic diversity as well. So, look, those are all answers to the question, but we absolutely need to import skills from offshore. Keep in mind, though, we also compete with those same markets. They want our good labour too. So this just doesn't end there. We've got challenges, but we've got to really face up and develop our own people.
Well, I mean, we know inflation is a problem at the moment. Hopefully it's only a short-term thing because of supply chain crunches. But can we expect to see the cost of building a home continue to rise? And how much of a problem is that going to be?
I wish I had a crystal ball, but my gut instinct, and I can say that because I'm not an economist, my gut instinct, prices will continue to rise. We have got a labour shortage constraint, so labour cost goes up. We've got material supply constraints, so materials will go up. We've got land going up.
Where's the innovation going to come from, the productivity gains that are going to keep those price rises in check but enable us to build more homes?
The innovation, where does it come from? Well, look, we all want that to be a silver bullet. Where it comes from, first of all, is businesses need confidence that the demand is there. And I think with this latest report, they should be able to gain confidence. Therefore, they invest in the new technologies and therefore they invest in their people. So that's the only way to get out of this loop. And that is confidence. Confidence to invest equals greater productivity. So I think that the opportunity is there if the investment intention.
Sure. You talk about the confidence in the supply line. It's interesting, isn't it? Because if it's successful and all the politicians and everybody wants supply of housing to be, you know, a lot stronger, therefore to even out the prices, maybe even some would like prices to fall, if you're successful and you finally do meet the demand, there's always the risk of an oversupply, at which point you could find the industry, you know, not so robust.
Correct, but that risk is some way off. I think we've got more risks to deal with. That is labour shortage, that is global supply chain impacts on the cost of housing, and that is having land available for the building of the houses.
So does that depend a little bit on whether and the borders open up again and we start getting net migration numbers back up?
Oh, absolutely. We need to import skilled labour. We've lost a lot of it, and we're seeing that play through in our ability to deliver in the construction sector right now, not other sectors as well. So that needs to open up. But just remember, that labour flow will go both ways, which is why we need to focus on growing our own domestic market.
Dean Kimpton, thank you very much. Fascinating stuff. Director there.